Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and this is a big weekend for moviegoers. I hope you run, don't walk, to the nearest theater and see An Inconvenient Truth. It's Al Gore's opus, and hopefully there'll be a sequel, What to Do About It, because the film ends with some things you can do as individuals. But the only criticism I've seen of this film is, you know, through my environmental circles, some folks saying, you know, what, change a light bulb? That's not enough. We need, you know, big policy changes. But, you know, that probably would not make a very interesting movie. First, yeah, and one movie can't do everything, but just waking people up to the problem will hopefully stop all the talk about is it real and just get right into action on solutions.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough enough task to do what I think the film does well, which is to lay it all out and explain, you know, why global warming is real, that we're causing it, that it's extremely urgent, and that we have to act now. If the film does just that, it's done a lot. I think if you see global warming as urgent as we all do, that, you know, that it is bigger than sort of mounting a war and mobilizing our country to fight this thing, then I think I'm hoping that there's many, many other movies that deal with all the different nuances and issues that arise. One movie, as you say, can't do it all.
Right, but it was actually The Day After Tomorrow, I think, where you and Laurie David met and were saying this is something we should... I'm not sure exactly the story, you can tell me, but people said that was about global warming. I watched it. It was just too far-fetched for my taste, knowing what I know about global warming. This is the movie about climate chaos.
Well, it was when Laurie met Gore. There was some sort of benefit attached to that movie, so the context of the movie, I think, is and symbolism of it is a little overcooked.
Over the top. But then again, we watched what happened in New Orleans. And I was just going to ask you, if this film had come out a year ago, before Katrina, it probably wouldn't be as powerful.
Well, what's amazing is that as we were making the movie, and we made it in an extremely short time, 6 months, the last documentary I did took 2.5 years, the things that Al was talking about in the slideshow started coming true. You know, he had talked about the larger frequency of hurricanes, how they were more frequent, but they're also more powerful, and also certain areas that were that were threatened. And we had a shoot scheduled end of August. We had tickets, plane tickets, and a crew waiting on the ground in New Orleans. We were planning to shoot on August 29th, the day that Hurricane Katrina hit.
Wow.
And we got a phone call a couple days before saying, don't come, it's too dangerous.
Right.
And now, what he was going to, Al was going to speak in front of a group of insurance adjusters who, you know, a very conservative group of business people, who are starting to see that global warming is affecting their bottom line. And we found that very interesting. And then we were going to shoot in the lowlands and talking about the threat of sea level rise and how New Orleans was a particularly vulnerable city. We just couldn't believe it that Hurricane Katrina hit. It just blew our minds. And several other cases, such as the incidents of a substantial number of polar bears drowning, the new report that the Gulf Stream is reduced by as much as 30%. I mean, which has if you see the film, has huge implications to the climate in Northern Europe.
When you see the film, I'm telling everybody I know, see the movie, then we'll talk. See the movie, you'll understand why I've been a bit of a crazy person the last 9 years. I know too much. I want to share the angst. I really do. I hope if nothing else, this movie does that. It gets some other people. I think Al Gore uses a term. He wants to disturb the comfortable. And I agree with that. We need to share some of the discomfort. You know, environmentalists have sort of harnessed all this on our own backs and trying to, you know, be like Chicken Little, it feels like, and pay attention. This really is going to affect everything. Nothing that you're so passionate about is going to be possible if we don't protect our human habitat here.
The wonderful thing, though, is that the film defies people's initial expectations. Initial expectations are, this is going to be a cold, dry lecture. It's going to be your spinach. Good medicine.
Al Gore giving
you
spinach.
A politician who has an agenda. And I think what's really exciting is that people who see the movie see that it's funny and entertaining and not charged up. It's not finger-pointing. I think you realize that the message is for Democrats and even some environmentalists who believe very strongly in the issue but are not necessarily focused in the right direction. It's for everybody.
And
you can't watch this movie and not suddenly
exactly
even more charged up. I'm sure you, who know so much more about it than I ever did, you watch the movie and it just sort of galvanizes all your thinking.
Yeah, and while it's very disturbing on another level, just as someone who has been trying to bring attention, and there's so many of us, to these issues, it's almost vindication. I told you.
Right.
See, I wasn't overreacting.
Yeah.
It's almost satisfying
that's exciting to hear.
We just have a minute left. I want to hear about what you're going to do to follow up to keep this film alive and the message alive.
You know, Al talks about, and I heard him talk in San Francisco, actually, about how what's exciting is that, like, after World War II, there was this shared moral purpose. That's why there's a great generation. They all saw this evil, and they all tried to attack it. The wonderful thing and the opportunity in this is that all of us who've worked in the film, and I'm sure you feel this way, that once you see this issue and once you see it, you start to say, wow, this is a really important galvanizing thing, and it changes your life. It changed my life to be part of it. I want to keep making movies about it. So it's such a exciting an urgent issue.
Well, everything else seems like fluff after this. This is pretty profound stuff, and what a great medium to portray it, and you did an excellent job.
Thank you.
And I understand you're going to have some activists gathering who will be trained in how to sort of take this message forward.
Yeah, I'll be training other people to give this slideshow and, you know, across the country. It's very exciting.
Great. Put me on the list. I want to go on the road, too. And
oh, yeah. It's easy to sign up, please.
We will. Davis Guggenheim, congratulations on a fabulous piece of work. Very important. Go see it. It's out this weekend, coming soon to a theater near you, An Inconvenient Truth.
You can go to our website, which is climatecrisis.net, and find out what theater, and you can sign up groups to go. It's very easy to do.
When we come back, Al Gore.